Manx National Heritage works with community partners to stage exhibitions at our sites and spaces. We have partnered with the Creative Network, a community of artists practicing on the Isle of Man, to stage Home, an exhibition in which artists explore what home means to them. Home is open at the Manx Museum until the 14th of April.
My name's Jeremy Paul. I've been a full-time professional wildlife artist for over 30 years. I first came to the island in the 1970s as a student at the Marine Biological Station in Port Erin, and I stayed for 5 years and studied for a PhD before working as a marine biologist in Spain and Scotland. This included a time on a small island off the Isle of Skye with a total population of 6, and it was here that I started to draw and paint wildlife seriously. But as with many marine biologists, I was then unemployed for a couple of years and started painting every day, which led to my first exhibition back in 1982. I developed my art again while working as a biologist in a remote area of the west of Scotland before returning to the Isle of Man in 1988, where I became a full-time artist in 1990. I'm completely self-taught and learned to paint using acrylics. My aim is not simply to illustrate, but to impart the atmosphere and setting of wildlife in its environment. I've been lucky enough to travel and see some amazing wildlife around the world. And I returned from these trips with a full photographic reference library of the place, not just of the wildlife, but the full environment. But I've probably done more paintings based on the Isle of Man than anything else, and particularly the birds that I see in my back garden. I won't paint anything unless I've seen it, experienced it, and photographed it myself. And then I'll use a number of reference photos to create a composition for a painting, building it up in many layers of paint. My painting in the Home exhibition is a view from Fort Island looking back to the Southern Hills. I regularly go out to Langness and Fort Island in the evening just to see what's around. And this was a very calm, clear summer evening, just as the sun disappeared behind the hills with some fabulous reflections and colours on the sea. I would normally include some birds in my paintings, but decided they would almost be intrusive to the stillness of the scene and that the painting didn't really need anything else. This resulted in the first ever painting I've done as a professional artist, which contains no wildlife at all. It's also an important painting for me because the landscape includes Colby, the place we have called home for 35 years. We are so lucky to call this island home, and I often think, what a fabulous place to live.
My name's Myra Gilbert, and I'm one of 8 artists who work on behalf of the Creative Network. The Home exhibition is a collaborative project between members of the Creative Network and Manx National Heritage. We invited our artists to submit original artwork in response to our chosen theme of home. An external curatorial team made their selection of anonymised pieces of work. Their aim was to develop an art show that would reveal the meaning of home from the perspective of each artist through the subject matter they chose and the media used. To explain the background of this show, the Creative Network is a not-for-profit organisation comprising 80 island-based artists. For 11 years, we have aimed to promote and support the work of artists on the island, and in this instance, we are extremely grateful to Manx National Heritage for the opportunity to exhibit over such an extended period in the nation's premier gallery space. The work of Manx National Heritage staff has been freely given, as has the additional support by the Isle of Man Arts Council for production of our exhibition catalogue. We promote the Creative Network artists in other ways, such as the Isle of Man Art Festival, which is an island-wide biennial event. We have a dedicated website, we have an artist directory that we print every year, and we promote our artists' work on social media and the radio. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram all year round.